الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
على آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
على آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila, The Evils of Society. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to discuss a topic, and this topic is lost opportunities. Before we go ahead with this topic, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, first we will listen the beneficence of reciting durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him a long life and good health. He has mentioned in his famous book Faizani Durood Salam that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah, that our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal should be happy with us, should be pleased with us. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, get used to reciting large numbers of durood upon me in this dunya. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we start off with the tilawat of Quran, and thereafter, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of naat, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. The month of Ramadan in which was sent down the Quran, the guidance for mankind, the direction and the clear criteria to judge between right and wrong. So whoever among you finds this month must fast for the whole month, and whoever is sick or on a journey may fast the same number in other days. Allah Azza wa Jal desires ease for you and does not desire hardship for you, so that you complete the count of fasts and glorify Allah's greatness for having guided you, and so that you may be grateful. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayka ya Rasul Allah, وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا إلهي هر جگہ تیری
جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا تو ہو یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب مر کے بدن اللہ یا جب بڑھ کے بدن دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو اللہ دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو یا جب کھلنے لگے اللہ یا الہی نام آئے آمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستا رے خطا کا ساتھ ہو اللہ عیب پوش خلق ستارے کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھائے یا الہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھائے دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو اللہ دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو اللہ یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو اللہ جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو
اللہ آمین صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی
علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم علیکہ یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dearest Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, as I mentioned the topic of discussion, lost opportunities. When the word of lost opportunities comes to mind, as many people are out there, they will be wondering what they have lost in the previous part of their lives. Some people's mentality or some people's mind might take them towards business life. Some of them will take them towards family life, etc. They would now to try to recall the lost opportunities of their lives. But subhanAllah azza wa jal, for the Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they will be looking in the other direction. What have they lost? What are those lost opportunities that they missed out in the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, in the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. So alhamdulillah, for today's discussion, we are going to go a little in-depth about the lost opportunities of the Islamic calendar. SubhanAllah azza wa jal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with 12 months in the Islamic calendar. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, in this Islamic calendar, there are also months which are auspicious months. For example, Rajab al-Murajab, Shaban al-Mu'azzam, and Ramadan al-Mubarak. These are those months which we call the blessed months in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, Rajab is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Rajab is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaban, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, is my month. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ramadan al-Mubarak, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, is the month of my ummah. So these are those auspicious months, those beautiful months in the Islamic calendar, whereby we have heard many narrations, many ayats of Quran, hadith Mubarak of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, enlightening us about these great Islamic months, Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan. Today we are discussing about the lost opportunities of these great months, Rajab, Shaban al-Mu'azzam, and of course, Ramadan. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, those out there who knows about the auspiciousness of these great months, these three Islamic months of the Islamic calendar. Congratulations to you all, because we know out there, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, there are vast number of people that starts the maximum amount of ibadah in the month of Rajab, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, would continue right up into Shaban, and subhanallah Azza wa Jal takes them into beautiful and Mubarak month of Ramadan. But unfortunately, there are also a large number of people out there that in this month, auspicious months of Rajab and Shaban, they have neglected the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have neglected the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have not came close. They have not come close to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in this month. In fact, when the month passes by, Rajab al-Murajjam, Shaban al-Mu'azzam, they feel that the burden is coming upon them when the auspicious month of Ramadan al-Mubarak comes to them. These are for those persons who are far away from Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that when we are almost at the last week in the auspicious month of Shaban al-Mu'azzam, people do preparations as though they are going to enter into a prison. They start to do enjoyments in the dunya, in the world, that because now they are going to go into the world, into the worship, especially in the form of roza, in the form of fasting. So they go out there and they do maximum amount of guna, maximum amount of sins prior to the arrival of the month of Ramadan. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to go into this topic. Inshallah, we try maximum to cover maximum aspects of this topic, lost opportunities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, first and foremost, we're going to divide it into the prior to Ramadan. What's in the mind of the Muslim Ummah, of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what do they have prior to the arrival of the month of Ramadan? So we're taking this discussion further, inshallah Azza wa Jal. First we talk about pre-Ramadan, what happens out there in the world of the Muslim Ummah. See.
Firstly, we find that many Muslims around the world do not even know what Islamic date it is. Many days in the Islamic month have a lot of virtues. Ibadat on certain nights is multiplied multifold. Dua on certain nights are accepted. As is mentioned, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat al-Islami, mentions, writes in the book called Return of the Shroud, that there are five such nights in a year. If one testifies and spends them in worship with an intention of gaining reward, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter into heaven. The first night of Rajab, worshipping at night and fasting during the day. The night of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, worshipping during the nights and not fasting during the day, as it is impermissible to fast on the days of Eid. The 15th night of Sha'ban, worshipping at night and fasting during the day. The night of Ashura, 10th night of Muharram, worship at night and fast during the day. But if we do not know when these days come, yes, the days of Eidain, all the Muslims know, when these days are coming. It's a day of celebration. And inshallah, on another occasion, we will discuss about how Muslims should celebrate and how Muslims are celebrating on the days of Eidain. But let us take, for example, the night of Ashura. The 10th of Muharram al-Haram will come and go, but Muslims will be unaware of it. They will not worship during the night, nor will they fast during the day. But let New Year's Eve come, then Muslims and non-Muslims know about it and they celebrate it. 15th night of Sha'ban, Shab-e Barat, great virtues in worshipping at night and fasting the next day. But how many Muslims know when this night comes, when this day comes? So the first loss that we can say is that we are unaware of the Islamic dates. Hilal, searching, looking for the new moon. Muslims, very few, a handful you can say, really look out for the new moon to see that whether the new month, Islamic month, has started or not. And it is mentioned by Sayyidina Allama Safuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, regarding these 3 months which you have mentioned.
I mean Rajab,
Al-Murajab, Shaban, and Ramadan.
Ji.
That Rajab is the month of sowing the seeds. Rajab is the month to sow the seeds, Sha'ban for watering, and Ramadan for harvesting. Therefore, if someone does not sow the seeds of worship in Rajab and does not water them with tears of remorse in Sha'ban, then how will he be able to harvest mercy in Ramadan? Allama Safuri rahmatullah alayhi has further added, Rajab purifies the body, Sha'ban purifies the heart, and Ramadan purifies the soul.
Subhanallah.
So we have such blessed months. And if Muslims do not take advantage of these days, then we will be at great loss. So my advice to the viewers of Madani Channel would be, keep the company of Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Get into the habit of filling Madani Inamat card. Those that fill in Madani Inamat card know exactly the Islamic date. And when you in the company of the pious, then you will do those deeds, those actions which will benefit you, which will give you maximum benefit. And inshallah azza wa jal, prior to Ramadan, we will be able to prepare ourselves for that holy month, inshallah azza wa jal.
Prior to Ramadan, we are talking about preparing ourselves for the holy month. We noticed, and there's a lot of news out in the area, that Muslim world, prior to the month of Ramadan, they are celebrating, they are going out in enjoyment. And they are looking for enjoyment because now they are feeling they're going into a month of astaghfirullah and a'udhu billah, into a month of imprisonment. All the luxuries and all the enjoyments are going to stop. And now it's going to be only a worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to do something special prior to the arrival of the month.
And like you said that Muslims, Sahaba Ikram, their behavior was totally opposite. Prior to the month of Ramadan, they would pay all their debts, they would collect all their dues, they would settle whatever matters need to be settled to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Whereas the Muslims of today, you find that the weekend, just the days before the month of Ramadan, the restaurants are full, the movie houses are full, the nightclubs are full. Full, why? Because they think this is the last free day, last free night. So let us enjoy because tomorrow is Ramadan and we'll have to fast and we'll have to go to the masjid and behave like Muslims now. So now their un-Islamic behavior, they do everything just prior to Ramadan. And this is also a great misfortune.
Imran bhai, what do you say about this, Imran bhai?
First of all, I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this opportunity and especially for his favor, like having the channel which cater for humanity.
Subhanallah.
Because we are going to discuss about something of importance. Because if we are to look in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath that wal asr, I take an oath by the movement of time, inna al-insana lafil khusr, that people are losing. Now look at the topic we have got, lost opportunity. If we are to look and to read the book, Ihya Ulum al-Din by Allama al-Ghazali, and if we are to look again in the book Bidaya wa Nihaya, the history of Allama ibn Kathir, we come to conclusion that there are three reasons why we lose from opportunity. The first reason is not to prepare for the opportunity. Take an example. If people who like soccer, before an important match of soccer, people, they prepare. They will start to work hard now to prepare. If the team does not prepare, it will go to lose in the field. So the first reason is not to prepare for the opportunity. Number two, to be ignorant about the importance of the opportunity. It will make us also lose from the opportunity. If we does not know the value of diamond, how can we value the diamond? Number three, committing sins during the opportunities. So now, these are the seasons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He asked for from us less things and give us in return many, many blessings. So I'd like to explain to the viewers of Madani channels, what do we mean about preparation? As you know that Amir Ahla Sunnah, he always emphasizes about intention. Now if you make intention now in Rajab, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me in Rajab that I will reach Sha'ban and Ramadan. Now you are like as though you've fasted already. It's like you get the rewards of those before fasting prior to that. So Muslims, they must learn to prepare for Ramadan and Sha'ban in this blessed month of Rajab. And number two, as I mentioned earlier on, is ignorance. As you open in Sahih al-Bukhari, there's a chapter called Al-Ilmu Qabla Al-Amal. You must know before doing an action. That is why many Muslims are losing. Many, many people, they don't know what is actually the purpose of fasting, maqsad. Really. The maqsad of fasting, yeah, as you're putting it nicely. Yes. Like here in Dawat Islam, we've got our maqsad. That our maqsad is that we must try to rectify ourselves.
And the people of the world.
Inshallah. Now, what is the maqsad of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining it beautifully in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That all people who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you. Not that for any other reason. Hoping that that is the opportunity, as we are saying, the opportunity to gain taqwa, to gain the God fearings. So some brothers, they think that Ramadan is to avoid food. I can even say it simply that before we fast, we start by eating food. And after fasting again, we eat food. So it was not the reason that we are being forbade from food actually, but it is that we draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be more good conscious. So this is the aim and the maqsad of Ramadan. So other things we will learn in the books of fiqh, like kaifiyatu sawm, how are we going to fast, ma huwa sawm, what is fasting. So if especially the brothers, the viewers of Madani channels, if they bear those things in mind, that our Ramadan is going to be fruitful.
So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Rajab al-Murajab, Shaban al-Muazzam, these two utmost important months before the month of Ramadan, minds and yours and the universal beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam kept roza, he kept fast, kept sawm in this beautiful holy months. And subhanallah azza wa jal, look how the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the wisdom behind Allah azza wa jal and the following of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that so much of preparation in the welcome of the beautiful month of Ramadan. So inshallah azza wa jal, now we go to the second aspect inshallah azza wa jal about this beautiful topic, lost opportunities.
We are talking about lost opportunities. And many of the auspicious nights, auspicious days may have already passed for the viewers of Madani channel. But the month of Ramadan is upon us. There is a hadith in Mubarakah where the summary of the hadith in Mubarakah is that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mounting on the Minbar Sharif, And when he took the first step, he said, Ameen. When he took the second step, he said, Ameen. And when he took the third step, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen again. So after the khutbah, Sahaba Ikram inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to why did he say Ameen whilst climbing on the Minbar Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel Ameen alayhi salatu wa sallam had just come to me. And whilst I was climbing each of the steps, he made three du'as. One of the du'as was, destruction be upon that person who has parents living but does not attain Jannah, paradise, through them. And I said, Ameen to that. Destruction be upon that person who hears your name and does not send durood and salams upon you. I said, Ameen. And destruction be upon that person who finds the month of Ramadan and does not benefit from it.
Allahu Akbar.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, here the dua is being made by Jibreel Ameen alayhi salatu wassalam. And the person whose du'as are never rejected, our Aqa Madine Wali Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil alameen, the mercy unto all the worlds, the intercessor of the Day of Judgment, is saying Ameen to these du'as. So how misfortunate are those, firstly, who have parents and do not treat them well,
Lost great opportunity. Allah.
Those who have parents that are living, dear viewers of Madani Channel, those of you whose parents are living, go to them and kiss their feet. If you have offended them in any way, beg their forgiveness. Beg their forgiveness and earn their du'as. Serve them, so that you too may not lose out on that opportunity of earning paradise through your parents. And whenever we hear the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should get into the habit, it is wajib upon us to send durood and salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
For viewers of Madani Channel, at least once we send durood. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
ta'ala salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. And now, related to our topic, the month of Ramadan is
Allahu Akbar,
is upon us now. So we'll be at great loss if we find ourselves in the month of Ramadan and not benefiting from this month. This month has many, many blessings. But we have to observe this month. We have to fast in this month. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. This is the month of mercy. This is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And if we do not take these opportunities, if we do not utilize these opportunities to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to get freedom from the fire of Jahannam, then we will lose more opportunities. Then we will regret after the month of Ramadan and say, Ramadan has passed. We do not know whether we will live to see another month of Ramadan, but that opportunity would be lost and lost forever. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, the auspicious month of the Islamic calendar has arrived. We have discussed some aspects prior to Ramadan, covered some aspects about Rajab, Al-Murajab, Shaban, Al-Mu'azzam, and also trying to cover some aspects of Ramadan Al-Mubarak. We heard about guna, sins that are committed before Ramadan. We hear about sins also committed after Ramadan. But the amazing thing is that there is sins committed in the month of Ramadan. Sometimes we wonder that Shaitan the accursed, Iblis, according to narrations, he's locked up in the month of Ramadan. Imran bhai, what you say about this point? Shaitan is undoubtedly locked up in the month of Ramadan, but sins are continuing in Ramadan.
Absolutely. It is one of the aspect of the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah to believe that during Ramadan, Shaitan is locked. Of course he's locked. But as I mentioned earlier on, that now, if we don't have knowledge, that's where we are going to get it wrong. Shaitan is locked, but not sins are locked. Shaitan is the one who is locked. If we are to look at the book called Mukashifatul Qulub by Hujjatul Islam Alama Al-Ghazal, there are four reasons why we commit sin. Before I explain those four reasons, it's like if you buy a toy, you see some toys, there's some buttons, you tune it. After tuning it, you leave it, then it will start to flow on its own. Shaitan tune us before Ramadan. Then even if he's locked, we continue to dance according to his tune. Anyway, anyhow, there are four reasons why we commit sin. The first one is waswasu shaitan, the whispering of shaitan. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, he is locked, so there's no waswasu shaitan. But the other three are not locked, they are there. An-nafsu ammara bisu, our evil soul, which command us to do evil. Like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, kama warada fil Quran, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said, inna nafsa la ammara tabisu, our inner evil, they command us to do evil things. You can even read another verse of the Holy Quran, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Cain when he killed Abel, that فَسَوَّلَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. It was his evil soul which commanded him to kill his brother. So now, if we don't purify ourselves in Rajab, in Sha'ban, then what are we going to do in Ramadan? That soul is dirty. As we know, as the riwaya mentioned, that if the atal abdu bidambin, if a man commit a sin, then a black dot develop in his heart. The more he commit the sin, the more the black of his heart become. So now, when the heart is black, then what will be the use of Ramadan? As it is said that kaswat al qulub, to be hard-hearted, mean tool il amal, is because of we say that inshallah I'll do toba later. Tool il amal, those long hopes, mean hubbi dunya, is because of the love of this world. Wa hubbi dunya and the love of this world, ra'asu kulla la khatiyah, that is the head of the sin. So it is not logged. Our nafs is not logged. The loves of dunya is not logged. So these are the things which makes people to commit sins during the Ramadan, because it's now, it's in their blood. Even Shaitan is not there. Like he is going to say in the day of Qiyamah, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَلَا تَلُومُنِي, don't blame me. وَلُومُ أَنفُسَكُم, blame yourselves.
So 11 months, yeah. 11 months he's training us.
He's training us.
11 months.
He's doing the tarbiyah for us. He's telling us to do even for kafila in clubs. We are not going for kafila in the right direction. We are following him. Feel the mud in Ahmad, we don't feel. But for him, we feel. In his bad things, we do. So now come Ramadan, that's where in the system, as you know, in Arabic, they say that at-tab' yughlab, that the nature is will surpass. That even a leopard, an-namaru la yughayyir, a leopard, even if you put jik, even you try to bleach it, it does not change its spots. So come Ramadan, those people, they don't change their spots. They will show their true spots. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially grant us the ability to do tawbah, especially in month of Rajab and Sha'ban before Ramadan. Because Ramadan now is the month of receiving. You receive what you have sown, as we said, in Rajab and Sha'ban, in Ramadan you receive. So if you do not sow in Ramadan, in Rajab and Sha'ban, what are you going to receive in the month of Ramadan? Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala al-Habib. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel. So 11 months in the Islamic calendar, if we are committing guna 11 months in Islamic calendar, and when the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak arrives, and each and every moment is full of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, each and every breath, subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's special rahmat upon us, special mercy upon us, and still shaitan being locked away, and still we cannot get out of the grips of shaitan, it's meaning in 11 months, we have become habitual with guna in 11 months. But my dear Islam, the month of Ramadan is full of mercy. Yes, the views of Madani channel, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, special rahmat, the month of Ramadan, so much so, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, one narration comes in mind. In fact, it is mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, in Ramadan, every day at the time of iftari, every day at the time of sunset, 1 million sinners are freed, 1 million sinners are freed from the fire of Jahannam, for whom Jahannam was wajib.
Subhanallah.
Every day at the time of iftari in the month of Ramadan. And subhanallah azza wa jal, further goes to say that every moment on the day of Friday, every moment, for each and every moment on the day of Friday, subhanallah azza wa jal, 1 million sinners are forgiven for whom Jahannam is wajib. So what we know as moment, 1 hour as a moment, 1 minute as a moment, 1 second as a moment, but in the court of Allah azza wa jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, only Allah azza wa jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam knows what is that moment of Friday, subhanallah. Each and every moment, 1 million sinners are forgiven. So my dear standard and the views of Madani channel, now we are turning the aspects of the Quran. We're going to discuss, we discussed about the lost opportunities. But subhanAllah azza wa jal, our Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is so merciful that our Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse to forgive us.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another part of the Holy Quran, فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He Azza wa Jal forgives whoever He wants and punishes whoever He wants. The Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh narrates, Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed three things in three other things.
SubhanAllah.
Number one, His pleasure in His obedience. Number two, His displeasure in His disobedience. And number three, His friends amongst His servants. So we should not take any good deed to be minor, nor should we take any bad deed to be minor. Because even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you for doing the minutest of good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish you for doing the minutest of bad deeds. And it is mentioned that Allah has concealed His obedience in, His pleasure in, His obedience. So if we obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also include us amongst His friends.
Subhanallah.
There is a narration that if Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive, then He Azza wa Jal does so even for the smallest of virtuous deeds. For example, a woman was forgiven just because she gave water to a thirsty dog.
Allahu Akbar.
Another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a man removed a tree from the path so that it would not cause difficulty to pedestrians. Allah Azza wa Jal became pleased with him and forgave him.
Subhanallah.
So we find in this month of Ramadan there are ample opportunities of earning, of attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we say that shaitan is locked in this month. But even throughout the year, if we do two things, we will also be protected from shaitan. Number one is fasting. And number two is staying in the state of wudu. Because these are two shields against shaitan.
SubhanAllah.
Who knows that just by observing, by staying in the state of wudu for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire day, to protect yourself from shaitan, Allah will love that act so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of your sins.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even not just in the month of Ramadan, but prior to the month of Ramadan, many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam fasted during different times. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has written a very beautiful book called Priceless Diamonds. In it, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat gives an example of a king that was walking through a certain path, and there was a villager that was throwing stones at a tree. And one of these stones happened to hit the king on the chest. And the king summoned his soldiers to call, ordered his soldiers to call this villager to him. And when the villager came, he was afraid.
Trembling
in fear. What punishment is the king going to mete out to me now? So the king asked the villager, why were you throwing these stones? He said, no, they were fruits hanging from a tree. And I threw the stones so that I could get the fruits from the tree. The king asked him, do you know the value of those stones? The villager says, no. The king says that those stones that you were throwing,
Allahu Akbar,
were priceless diamonds,
Allahu Akbar,
which you have lost forever due to your foolishness. So very often, for the fruits of this dunya, we throw away priceless diamonds. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat said that every moment of our lives are priceless diamonds. Now, the choice is ours. Do we want to invest this priceless diamond for a great return on investment in the akhirah? Or do we want to waste these priceless diamonds in this dunya? We still have time. Whilst we are still breathing, we can do good deeds.
Yes.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that today is the day for action, not accountability. Tomorrow is the day for accountability, not action. So whilst we have time, we can repent. And it is mentioned in the Hadith Mubarakah that the person who repents, it is as if he has not committed the sin.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So the doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open. We should beg the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent from our previous sins, and seize the great opportunities that are ahead of us. Whilst we are alive, we can do good deeds. But when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to seize our soul, then we cannot tell him that, oh Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, give me one moment. Give me one more moment so that I can repent in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Give me one moment so that I can make tawbah. Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam will seize your soul on that fixed time. Not a moment before, not a moment after. So the message to the viewers of Madani Channel is that whilst we are still alive, and whilst we are in these blessed months, we should seize the opportunities that we have ahead of us and make tawbah for our previous sins and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped.
We'll see you again inshallah azawajal on the next sinsala of Evils of Society. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.